Go, that one there, a bonus track picked by Johnny G. Actually, we played the flip side for John Cummins, the up-tempo side called Lovers, but that one there by The Leaders, May 1956, The Leaders on the Glory label, Can't Help Loving That Girl of Mine is the name of the tune. That's Harry Burton on lead for that one. I don't know what the deal is with the dropouts there, because it's either like an something happens. One of the things that does happen here, not that when I'm live, but they're like, I don't know how to call it, like there's little like snaps that sometimes I hear from my speaker. So there may be like an overload of some sort. If I go too high or I raise the kind of the gain a little bit too much on this, or the levers to boost it up a little bit on some of the other records. So I have to keep it low. So, but sometimes I can't hear myself, so I don't like to wear headphones and do the show at the same time. I don't like it. I can, because I'm so used to hearing myself on the speakers that it sounds okay, because sometimes my voice would be really low. Like I had, like when Bill was here, I had to have his way up high, because Bill is very soft-spoken, and you have to talk into the microphone, but I think it came out okay. It does. Sometimes, listen, this isn't... I'm not a professional person to do this. I try to be, but I'm not. You have to forgive me. Let us continue here on the Vinyl Treader Show. Let's fill a request now for Dennis Fawcett in our YouTube chat. So, Dennis, you mentioned to me something about this. You had this record on a 78. Was it your 78? Or did it belong to someone else? Maybe one of your parents, they own the 78? I would guess, okay. But Dennis requested this gal, her real name Dolores Evans, okay, but you know her as Laverne Baker. Of course, she had big, big hits. Well, she was one of the top two female R&B singers back in the day, along with Ruth Brown, okay, for Atlantic Records. And she would have some big, big hits like Jim Dandy and I Cried a Tear. She had about 33 releases on the Atlantic label. This was her eighth release, a tune written by Dorian Burton and Howard Plummer. This is with Ray Ellis and the orchestra from August of 56. Going out to Dennis Fawcett in our YouTube chat room. Let's give a listen to Laverne Baker, Miss Laverne Baker on Atlantic Records. And the song is called... one word, still, STILL. And this is going out to Dennis in our YouTube chat. Here you go, Dennis, for you. Still. yeah, Johnny G getting got caught again. Anyway, oh, Liz, boy, sometimes the copyright police don't come out at all on this show, but they've been out in full force tonight, boy. There you go. That one there going out to a Dennis Fawcett in our YouTube chat room. That's Miss Laverne Baker there. Laverne Baker on Atlantic Records from August 56. A song entitled Still is the name of the tune. So, Dennis, you got that 78? You still have that 78? I think I have the 78, too. Somewhere down in the no humidity basement. Anyway, let us continue now, and let's fill a request for listener Edmund Williams in our YouTube chat room. Okay, this is this group hails from Newark, New Jersey. They formed back in 1955. They would have this one release on George Golner's G record label. Okay, and the group included a Nelson Martin first tenor, Bill Wright baritone, Melvin Maxwell bass, and the lead singer on this, his name is Bernard Lynn, who co-wrote this tune. The group was known as the Angels, not the female group. This is a male group, the Angels, and this one came out in October of 1956. Okay, this is with Jimmy Wright and the orchestra. Okay, from October 1956 for Edmund Williams in our YouTube chat room. Here are the Angels. This is the flip side of their version of Glory of Love. This side is called It's You I Love Best. This is on G for Edmund. Here are the Angels. Here you go.
Do, do, do. I've the courage to speak to you truthfully. If you listen, I know you'll believe in me. You'll never turn away. Be glad to have me, say, my darling. For my dearest, it's you I love best. Though we are miles apart, and I may long for love, you'll stay in my heart. I'll walk in no other's arms, and I'll wait and pray for that sweet day you say, my darling, oh my dearest, it's you I love best.
Sorry about that, folks. Johnny G got caught here. There you go. From October 1956, a great sound there by the Angels. Those are the Angels on George Golner's G record label. And that featured Bernard Lynn on lead. It's You I Love Best. That was requested by Edmund Williams. And also got a special dedication by Frank Gingaro, sending it out to his friend, the last surviving member of this group, the Angels. His name is Nelson Martin, right, Frank? You said that. I said that right. I think I did. Go back. Yeah, I think so. Yes, Nelson Martin. That's interesting. Okay. And hopefully, Nelson, you heard that tune. It's a great, great two-sided 45, I have to say. From October 56, The Angels on George Gonar's G Records. It's called It's You I Love Best. Hopefully you like this show best. And thank you all for tuning into the program. Someone asked me, this show begins, those of you listening out on the West Coast or finding out about this program, it would be on 6 o'clock your time. So it would be 6 p.m. out in the on the West Coast. In the wee hours of the morning, on over those of you in Europe that get up, that listen to my soul show, they get up. They stay with that show. It's amazing that they do that. I don't know what to say, unless I should start earlier, folks. I don't know. Maybe I should do this show sometime in the morning. I know a lot of you like to join in on the live program, but I think half the listeners are on my archive show because they're scattered all over the world. I get it from the analytics that YouTube provides me. But anyway, let us continue now. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan now and fill a request for Carl Jones as we go to the legendary Fortune record label out of Detroit, Devorah Brown's Fortune Records. And this group is called the Don Juans, okay? The Don Juans, which included James Drayton, Charles Evans, Lonnie Hurd, and sometimes Little Eddie Hurt would do lots of the leads of the Don Juans, but they backed up a number of artists on the label, okay, like Don Lane was one, Marsha Rini was another, Andre Williams, and Devorah Brown's band leader, Joe Weaver. And this is a song he wrote. This is his first of two on the Fortune label from January of 1956. Let's give a listen to Joe Weaver with the Don Juans on Fortune Records for Carl Jones. And this one has the Fortune hiss on it. It's not so bad. This copy's a pretty decent copy, but let's give it a spin. Joe Weaver with the Don Juans for Carl Jones. It's called Baby, I Love You So. Here you go, Carl, for you. Oh,
to me. Baby, I love you so. Well, I need you so bad, I never let you go. Well, I need you so bad, I never let you go.
There you go, January 1956. They like that one there in the YouTube chat room. That's the sound of Joe Weaver with the Don Juans on Devorah Brown's Fortune Records out of Detroit, Michigan. The song is called Baby, I Love You So. Karen, I'm mesmerized that Joe Weaver sang that, dedicated that song to you. He sang that to you? Where was that? You got to elaborate a little bit more via email to Johnny G. And those of you that are asking some questions about this program here, it's not actually, I should have adjusted. When I set up the promos of the show, I don't really know what my first record's going to be on this Saturday night show. Usually it's an early side, so I should have changed it to 53, because even though I always open up with an instrumental and then kind of like an up-tempo tune, and then I go into the first request, and on tonight's show it was Gordy Freeman's, I think 1953, I think we opened up with, or 52, whichever one. And I should have changed that. 51 was like the prior week. But I stop at 57, so I play the records by year of release, okay? And sometimes if they recorded something in 1949 and it was released in 1955, I may put that as one of the first records. That's what I do here. I want to show the progression of music in just a short period of time between, you figure, 1950, and I close on Sunday, 1963, 64, or whatever. So the music really changes and gets transitional into soul by that time. But I used to do it on one show here on Saturday night, but it was becoming too long for me. I don't want to go that far past 3 hours to do the program. So because then it's just too long. So 3 hours is good, 3.5 hours max. Sometimes it goes a little longer. Now, my Wednesday night show, which is my soul show, I'm running into complications about that, because some people that haven't heard their request, they get kind of ticked off, but I can't play them all. I get like 70 and 80 requests for that show. I can't play them all. So you have to be patient, okay? So I try to carry them over for a couple weeks. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know if I should come on a Thursday afternoon and play those like I used to do and just continue it that way. But that's like another show. So, and plus, you know, I got a lot of responsibility in this part, this chapter of my life at this time. So I thought I would have had an easy retirement, but it isn't as easy as I thought. But anyway, so that's the deal here, folks. So if you do have a request for a future show, you can email me at vinyltreasures@aol.com. And the best thing to do is to subscribe to my YouTube page, because that way I don't have to worry about the copyright issues, which can be problematic. Specifically for these next artists that are next, because I have trouble with their big record here that I would love to play that people have requested, and I can't play it because they'll block this video if I do. But this one I think I'm okay on because I have played it before. This is a request for Daniel Kubacki in our YouTube chat room. We're in the 1956 block. As we go back, we go to the Bronx, New York. This duo, okay, they had 18 releases for High Weiss's Old Town Records between 1956 and 1962. Of course, their biggest hit that Tootsie Schmutzie likes is from 1958, a song called We Belong Together. I wish I could play that record, but if I do, they'll block the video when people go to watch the archive and I have to remove it. And therefore, all my chat will be lost because they have to resave the video. But anyway, here is their second release on High Weiss's Old Town record label. They are Robert Carr and Johnny Mitchell, recording as Robert and Johnny. And I bought this from he wasn't a dealer. He was just selling his records, and he was up by the Poconos in New York, and he had a little ad in Discoveries or Goldmine magazine. So he said that he bought his record. He was listening to Alan Freed, and he would buy the records in his local record store. I don't know where it was, in Brooklyn or somewhere here toward New York City. So there were a bunch of records there, and they were all like this era, 1956. And I didn't have this record, so I said, all right, I'll bid a couple dollars on it, and I won it. And I liked the record a lot. From October 1956, going out to Daniel Kubacki, here is Robert and Johnny on Old Town Records. It's called Million Dollar Bills. Here you go, Daniel, for you.
I do
Duos here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. That one there going out to a Daniel Kubacki in our YouTube chat room. The great sound of Robert and Johnny. That's Robert Carr and Johnny Mitchell. That's their second release on High Weiss's Old Town Records out of New York City, October 56. $1 million bills. You're going to need $1 million bills to buy all these records. Okay, this is a lifetime of collecting that Johnny G has accumulated all these records. You just don't get them. You can't buy, unless you're a super billionaire. Maybe a millionaire, we'll say. You can buy a whole collection. I was like amazed at my late friend Greg Surik with his records that he had there, and he truly had a great. And he was a year older than me. Okay, but I think he started working for Louis. He did have a regular job, you know, folks, before he ended up in the record, dealing with records, wheeling and dealing with records. Okay, and I bumped into him back in 1980 in the White Plains Hotel at a nighttime show when they used to have shows on Friday nights. I used to go to those record shows with a couple of people that were local here. And I was buying records I didn't know. I would listen to them. They would play them on their record players there. And I said, that's a cool tune. I think I like it. I'll buy it. And I'm doing it here. And listen, I was tuning into all these shows. And now it was kind of odd that now everything is like turned around. And I have some of the people that I have listened to when I was a teenager listening to me, those of that are still around, of course. But it's just kind of like an odd thing that's happened. This has just happened. Anyway, so I want to thank everybody for being here on the program. Let us continue here, and let's fill a suggestion for Larry Neal in our YouTube chat. Larry, how did you know about this group from Steubenville, Ohio? Okay. It is a great group, too. Okay. They used to practice singing at the local pool hall, and one day in late November of 1956, they drove 350 miles, as many young teenagers did back in the day, to New York City. They went to audition for Atlantic Records, okay, this group did, but they were rejected, okay? Atlantic Records rejected them at their audition, so they found out that King Records had a New York office. Okay, and they met Henry Glover, and he was one of King's A&R guys at the time, and they signed them to like a 2-year contract. And on November 27th at Regency Studios in New York City, that was at 56 West 56th Street, they recorded 4 songs. Okay, and when they walked into that studio that day, they were known as the High Fives. Okay, but that was like back in Steubenville, but Glover wanted to change their name to the Buckeyes, okay? Because they were from the Buckeye State, Ohio. Busta Bass, aren't you a Buckeye fan, if I'm not mistaken? And anyway, this was this was the group's debut single. It was a cover of the Buddy Johnson Penn tune, and it features, a lot of people do this record, of course. You know, you might know Lenny Welch's version, but that was in 1963. But so, and I played so many versions of this song, really. But this features Howard Allsbrook on lead. This was their first of 2 on Deluxe from January 1957. For Larry Neal in our YouTube chat room, the Buckeyes with Since I Fell For You. Here you go, Larry, for you.
You.
Okay, there you go, Larry Neal. That's a request for Larry in Oklahoma City. That is the sound of the Buckeyes. The Buckeyes there, that's their first of two for Deluxe Records. Howard Allsbrook, he's the lead singer, January 1957. Since I Fell for You is the name of the tune. Of course, this group would then change their name to the Stereos. Okay, and they had some really great tunes they did, and on different labels. Of course, their biggest hit, they had a big national hit in 1961, a record that my aunt bought when it came out in 61 called I Really Love You. Kind of like a, it's really a cool tune. I should play it here on the, I'd be able to get away with that, 1961 on the Cub record label. Johnny G here, starting to wind down here on the program. Looks like we're going to, maybe we'll make it here. It's only, it's not going to be that long here. I'm in the 1957 block. And let's fill a flip side request for listener Bill Olb in New Jersey. Bill Olb was my in-studio guest just last Thursday, the 25th. Bill Olb was here with his 1960s special, we'll call it. Some very rare records out of Bill's collection that he featured here that I've never seen before. I wish I had them, but I don't. But it was fun looking at them and featuring them. I like that also, that Vibrations record he played on the CD. That was great, but that's not on a 45. But Bill, thank you for that. Bill will be setting up his new, we'll be coming up with a new date for Bill's return here to the program next month. So stay tuned for that. But this is a flip side request for Bill. Okay, as one of the original ladies of R&B, we heard from Laverne Baker earlier in the program. The other gal was Ruth Brown. Her name was real name Ruth Weston from Portsmouth, Virginia. She signed with Atlantic Records back in 1949. She had 44 releases on the Atlantic label between 1949 and 1961. This, I think, is somewhere around her 30th release. Now, last week we featured the flip side of this, Charlene. It was called what? It was called... Wait, but I'm not going to take it off the turntable. I'm gonna get the, maybe I don't have it here. It was called... it was called My Heart Is Breaking for You. I don't know why Charlene's got trouble with the flip sides here. But anyway, we're going to hear the intended A side, and this was a big, this was a hit for her. Okay, tune written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller from January 1957. Here is Ruth Brown on the Atlantic label, and the song is called Lucky Lips. It's going out to Bill Olb in New Jersey. Here you go, Bill, for you.
Oh,
Okay, January 1957 release there for Miss Ruth Brown. Ruth Brown there on the Atlantic label. That was a hit for her. Song entitled Lucky Lips. A Jerry Lieber, Mike Stoller pen tune there going out to Bill Oeb. The interesting thing is the flip side of the record was recorded in 1954, and they put that behind this more current 1957 release by her. Anyway, I didn't have time. Charlene doesn't have the information I have as far as the session work. I ended up buying four volumes of the Atlantic session work, and I can't get to it because I'm pulling records out and programming the show, and Charlene copies my old research or is doing some new research, so she doesn't have a lot of the information that I have. I try to rewrite everything for the Sunday edition. Goes really smooth for me when I do that. I kind of fix a lot of the old things. So that Charlene doesn't know a lot about the history of the music, but she does the best she can to put together the information for Johnny G. Let us continue here on Vinyl Treasures. Here's a bonus track that I've added as we are in the 1950s. And I picked a couple of Chicago records for tonight, too. And this is another one. Okay, this group that formed in 1954 while they were all still in high school. They continued to practice and rehearse and eventually auditioned for Leonard Allen's United label. And their first release, though, was backing up Artie. Their first release was Darling Patricia with Artie Wilkins and the Palms. Okay, this is that was on States Records. That was in 1956. But in 1957, they had this release on United Records. Okay, and I don't know what this is, Charlene, you got here. Okay, this features Wilbur Williams on lead from May of 1957. Here are the Palms. Okay, the Palms on United Records. It's a bonus track. It's called Teardrops. Here you go, the Palms, Johnny G's pick. Here we go.
How gently the tears drops flow, how gently a tear drops flow.
There you go. Those are the Palms. The Palms. Palms on Leonard Allen's United Records out of Chicago, Illinois. May 1957 release. Teardrops is the name of the tune. I think the A-side was called Edna, which is a cool record. Kind of like a Calypso-type sound there, which I'll play on a future Vinyl Treasure show. Let us continue here. We got four records to go before we sign off here on for a Saturday evening. I'll be back tomorrow night beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll pick up where we left off. It'll only be on YouTube. You can listen live on also the stream on Oldies and More Radio, oldiesandmoreradio.com. And also tomorrow morning, KKSM, Zeb, and KKSM.edu, I think is the code there. They do an encore presentation. I don't know what he's going to play because he mixes it up. I didn't put Bill's show up there yet, but I got to fix it. I had a dropout yesterday on the CD, so I have to like connect the two, which is a pain. But tomorrow at 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time on Palomar, Palomar.edu. It's KKSM 1320 a.m. on your dial out of Paloma College. I think, what is that, in San Diego, California, or somewhere around that area. There's a big area there. And I think some of you listeners have come over here to the YouTube page. Anyway, let us continue here. Let's fill a request for Graylin, a.k.a. G-Dog, in our YouTube chat room. This group is out of Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, and normally the side that gets played is the ballad side, a tune called Please Come Back. Okay, that features a very young Sonny Turner on lead. And, of course, he would replace Tony Williams of the Platters. And but the flip side is an up-tempo side. It features a female lead. Her name is Lavinia Eaton. Okay, and she also wrote this tune. They're being backed up by the Little Walkin' Willie Quartet, providing the instrumentation. Let's go to February of 1957 now for the Metrotones. The Metrotones on Reserve Records for Graylin, a.k.a. G-Dog, in our YouTube chat room. It's called Skitter Scatter. Here you go, Graylin, for you.
Well, now.
Okay, there you go. That one there. Don't get. Listen, you're gonna. If you're gonna try to dance to that one, you might throw your hips out with that one there. Okay, all you old timers there. But anyway, there you go. That is going out to a Graylin, aka G Dog, in our YouTube chat room. Those are the Metrotones. The Metrotones from February 57 on Reserve Records. It's out of Cleveland, Ohio. That's Lavinia Eaton. She is the lead singer on that. Skitter Scatter is an wasn't there a candy called I'm getting confused with Skittles. I never liked those. Okay, I like Almond Joys. Okay, I'm not supposed to eat them, but I like Almond Joys. I like coconut candy, you know. I always pick those out of the thing. And I like the I like chocolate-covered almonds, too, but they're not good. I can't take them. John G's got to continue losing weight. As we continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show, let's fill a request for listener John Cummins. We go back to Devorah Brown's Fortune record label back to Detroit, okay, and this is Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Now, this 45 was released just before Nolan was drafted into the service, and according to that book, Mind Over Matter, by Billy Miller and Michael Hurt, this was the first Diablos release to receive a poor review in Billboard, but it's a great record, I say. Okay. And anyway, it is written by the lead singer, and this features Bob Edwards. I think that's his name. Bob Edwards is on guitar. And this one from April of 1957, Nolan Strong and the Diablos on Fortune for listener John Cummins. The song is called Can't We Talk This Over? Here you go, John, for you, the Diablos.
I need you, and with you, I've a month, not for a year, but darling, always.
Can we talk it over?
Okay, there you, whoops. There you go, the sound of Nolan Strong and the Diablos. He says can. The title says can't. He says can. Okay, so the title is can't. But there you go. There, April 1957, going out to John Cummins. A great ballad there. Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Can't We Talk This Over? On Devorah Brown's Fortune Records out of Detroit, Michigan. Two more 45s to go before we sign off here on the Vinyl Treasures Show. And let's fill a request now for David Fields, okay, as this singer was born in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, but grew up in North Davidson, Tennessee. Now, in 1953, he signed with Sid Nathan's King record label, and his two biggest hits, I think with Big Mo doing the lead, or 17 was one, and My Boy Flat Top was the other in 1955. This is his 17th release on King that David requested, written by John F. Young, and it features Boyd Bennett on lead on this side, being backed up by the Rockets, who operated out of Louisville, Kentucky. And this, which included Jim Big Mo Moosey. He was a big guy, too, folks. He's on trumpet and vocals. Boots Randolph was on sax. Melvin Davis, Allen on guitar, Kenny Cobb on bass, and Jimmy McDaniels on piano. Let's go to Charlene. This is January 1957. This got to be a typo. January 1957. This is for David Fields. This is Boyd Bennett and the Rockets on King Records. It's called Boy Meets Girl. Here you go, David Fields, for you.
Boy meets girl. Wee, 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 wee. Boy, oy, 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 oy. Meets girl, 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 girl. Girl, 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 girl. Meets boy, oy, 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 oy. Boy, oy, 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 oy. Likes girl, 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 girl. Girl, 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 girl. Likes boy, oy, 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 oy.
Well, from that moment on, everything in the world starts rocking.
Okay, there you go. That one there going out to a listener, David Fields. That's the sound of Boyd Bennett. Boyd Bennett and his, oh, I don't know if it says his Rockets on there. It does, well, wait a minute. It says on the side here. Usually they, Sid Nathan puts something. It's got, no, it says Chorus on this, Charlene. The other side is called Sentimental Journey, which is actually a pretty cool record on that side. But that vocal is Big Mo on the flip with Chorus. But there you go, Boyd Bennett on Sid Nathan's King Records going out to David Fields. Boy Meets Girl is the name of the tune. Well, that's going to do it for Johnny G and the Vinyl Treasure Show. I want to thank you for joining Johnny G on this Saturday evening. We're here live on YouTube, also live on Oldies and More Radio. I will be returning tomorrow evening beginning at 9 p.m. Okay, 9 p.m. For we'll continue in 1957 with a couple requests, and then we'll go into 1958 is the biggest block for tomorrow. I still have to add a couple of bonus records though to the program, so we'll see. I pick a little bit of things into the early or 1960 or 61. We'll see what that goes. I'll try to find some cool records that maybe you never heard before. We'll see. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the program this evening. If you have a request you'd like to make here on a future Vinyl Treasure show, email me at vinyltreasures@aol.com. That's the best way to do it. I mean, sometimes in the chat room, if you type it, I can't multitask, and I have nobody else that could, you know, can provide me with the info. So it's better that either you put them on my YouTube wall or you contact me on Facebook or something that way to get it. That's the only way. That's the best way to do it. Unless you call me on the phone, but I only have the bat. That bat phone only goes out to a few select people. Okay, but anyway. So thank you everybody for tuning into the program today. Thank you, Charlene, for your help. And I hope you will subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's the best thing you can do to keep the copyright police away. So we're going to close temporarily tonight, and then we'll open up again tomorrow at 9 p.m. We're going to close with a bonus track, okay? This group out of Philadelphia, PA, they are called the, well, I should say the group, this group was a combination of a couple of groups, I think. The Quadrelles that recorded for the Whirling Disc label, and also the Dreamers that recorded for the Grand label and Roland label. And actually, the lead singer was the lead singer of the Dreamers. His name is Kent Peeler. Okay, this is on George Goldner's Mark X Records. The group is known as the Universals, and this one came out in September of 1957 on Mark X Records. Here are the Universals, our closer, with their rendition of the tune, again, a bonus track. That's going to do it, folks. Thank you all for being here. Again, if you like what you hear, give Johnny G a thumbs up and tell your friends about this program. Maybe I'll see them tomorrow evening beginning at 9 p.m. Just want to say, everybody, so long. See you tomorrow. Here are the Universals again.